Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Crazy Confidence Coach podcast. This is episode 26, and it's all about how the words you use impact your confidence and self-esteem. How often do you take the time to consider the words you use in conversations? What words and phrases do you use to describe yourself or others around you? How do you speak out loud about your challenges and your successes? Here's the deal. We don't have the luxury of being able to think through or edit our conversations as they happen. Sometimes we might backtrack, but most of the time we're just talking and going back and forth. We do have the ability to pay attention to and review the words we use when we are speaking to other people by reviewing afterwards. I'm not just talking about the positive or the negative, but going even deeper. This may seem like work to you, but I promise it is worth it. If you are on a journey to increase your confidence, this episode will outline how words help frame your confidence and little ways you can tweak your words to create more confidence. Hey, are your big dreams sitting on the shelf collecting dust? Have you encountered a career change, relationship transition, or simply feel stuck or unsure of your next steps? Are you just going through the motions and lack passion and confidence? Listen, I'm here to help you break free from self-doubt and negative thought patterns. Welcome to the Crazy Confidence Coach Podcast. My name is Heather Edwards. I'm a certified master life coach. If you've been looking for a blueprint for how to stop being a paralyzed perfectionist, this is for you. I'll share how to uncover limiting beliefs and fears that are holding you back. My goal is to bridge that gap between who you are and who you want to be. We'll tackle how to use mind management to get rid of negative thinking, procrastination, and anxiety. Along the way, I'll sprinkle in a little inspiration to keep you motivated. One thing is for sure, you'll come away more confident and ready to do whatever you put your mind to. Let's do this. Last week, I met a friend for coffee, and we're talking about health habits. As we're sitting there sipping on lattes, I commented how much I love sugary coffee drinks and I couldn't stop buying them. We laughed and we kept on talking about our challenges and our health goals, which part of my health challenge and goals is impacted by sugary lattes. As we said our goodbyes and I walked away, I contemplated our conversation. My mind considered how silly it was that I said, I can't stop buying sugary drinks. This is simply not true. Every single time I buy a sugary drink, it is a new choice. Nobody is forcing me to do it. I could simply decide to stop buying sugary drinks. They are just words, you might say, but it's important to consider how those impact my actions, which ultimately impact my confidence. The phrase, I can't stop buying sugary drinks, means I'm not capable of not buying sugary drinks. That is ridiculous. It makes me cringe. I don't know about you, I just simply want to be capable and independent. This verbiage is just not serving me in a way that will help me become my best self. Today, I just want to take a quick look at how these words or the words you're using might be impacting your confidence, just like my words are impacting my confidence. When was the last time that you stopped to think about how the words you're speaking out loud are impacting your confidence? How do they shape not only the way others perceive you, but also how you perceive yourself? Well, get ready, because we're about to dive really deep into the remarkable power of your words. Words reflect your beliefs. Let's start with a simple truth. The words we choose to speak reflect our beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. When we say, I can't do this, what we're expressing is a belief in our limitations. But what if we flip the script? Instead of saying, I can't, try, I haven't figured it out yet, or I am learning how I could. The easiest way to flip the script on a I can't statement is to be more curious about it. Simply shift a statement from one that shuts the door to a statement that leaves the door open in curiosity. I can't will just keep your brain from exploring other ideas to make it happen because your brain believes you. If you want to expand your opportunities or possibilities, lead with curiosity. More opportunities and possibilities feed your confidence. Next, words shape your reality. Now, let's talk about the incredible ability of words to shape our reality. Have you ever heard of self-fulfilling prophecy? It's when our beliefs about ourselves become true simply because we believe them. Imagine constantly saying, "I'm not good enough," or "I could never." Those words seep into your subconscious and influence your actions, holding you back from your true potential. What if you replace that negative self-talk with affirmations of your capabilities? "I am capable. I am worthy." Watch how your reality begins to shift ever so slightly. I take this to a deeper level with my clients by working backward or reverse engineering. I help my clients identify who they want to be. Then we get specific about what they need to believe to be or become that person. Eventually, they become exactly who they want to be. So, a client who would be like me, who didn't want to buy sugary drinks all the time or believe that they could buy healthier drinks, what would that person need to believe? They need to believe that they are capable of making that decision. They need to believe that they have a choice, and they need to believe that they can make that choice. So we would use that verbiage, we would use those belief systems, we would break down those thoughts that didn't support it, and we would create ladder thoughts, not necessarily all positive thoughts, but ladder thoughts to support it. Then over time, those actions would follow the belief, and that person would become a person who didn't buy unhealthy drinks, who believed they could buy healthier drinks and would follow that up with action. Next, words impact others. But it's not just about how our words affect us, it's about how profound they impact other people around us. When we speak words of encouragement or empowerment to others, we're not only lifting them up, but we also create this ripple effect of positivity and we instill confidence. We can also carefully consider whether we agree with something that somebody says about themselves or somebody else, or disagree with what they say about themselves or somebody else. So we just need to be more mindful of the language that we use and that we support other people using and strive to uplift and inspire those around us. Although we can't fully create confidence in others, we can certainly help them along the way. Then there's the neuroscience of language. Now, let's get a little bit scientific. Did you know that words you speak out loud physically change your brain? It's true. Through a process called neuroplasticity, our brains are consistently rewiring themselves based on our experiences, including the language we use. So when you choose to speak words of confidence and positivity, you're rewiring your brain for success. The neuroscience of language provides valuable insights into how the words we use every single day impact our confidence. Here's a quick overview of all those ways. One, neuropathways. When we use certain words repeatedly, they form neuropathways in our brains. Positive and empowering words strengthen neural connections associated with confidence, while negative or self-critical words reinforce pathways linked to low self-esteem. Number two, emotional response. Words have the power to evoke emotions. Positive language activates brain regions associated with happiness, motivation, and reward, promoting a sense of confidence and well-being. Conversely, negative language can trigger the amygdala, the brain's fear center, leading to feelings of anxiety and self-doubt. Then there's self-perception. The words we use to describe ourselves shape our self-perception. When we consistently use affirmative language to describe our abilities and our potential, we strengthen those neural networks associated with self-confidence. But when we're not doing that, we're actually doing the opposite. Then we have mirror neurons. When we hear or read positive affirmations from others, mirror neurons in our brains are activated, causing us to mimic the emotions and behaviors associated with those words. This neural mirroring effect can boost our confidence and belief in ourselves. Then lastly, there's neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize and form new neural connections, known as neuroplasticity, meaning that we can actively reshape our neural pathways by consciously choosing the words we use. By intentionally incorporating empowering language into our daily communication, we can rewire our brains for increased confidence and resilience. Overall, the neuroscience of language underscores the profound impact of words on our neural functioning. By using the power of words, we can cultivate a more confident and empowered mindset. Ultimately, we have greater success and more fulfillment in our lives. My friends, never underestimate the power of your words. They have the incredible ability to shape your confidence, your reality, and the world around you. So, speak confidently, speak boldly, and watch as your words pave the way for a brighter, more empowered future. If you're ready to be the most confident version of yourself, start paying attention to the words you use and then begin to intentionally use words that are accurate, inspiring, and supportive. Watch how this changes your confidence and experience how others begin to respond to you more positively as well. Hey, do you want help reprogramming the words you use in your daily life? If so, you can experience a quick and substantial gain in confidence to get that new job, have better relationships, or simply feel better in your own skin. I have created a process just for you. VRT, or what I call vocabulary reset training, is a hyper focus on the words you're using and how they are impacting your confidence. This process is easy, it's effective, and it gets immediate results. The best part? Once you've gone through several rounds of VRT, many of my clients come away so self-aware, they're able to coach themselves and have this tool that they can use the rest of their lives. I cannot tell you how life-changing that is. I hope you have a fantastic week and I will see you back here next week. Hey, thank you so much for listening in today. I sure hope you learned something. Can you do me the biggest favor? Right now, share this show with three people you know that might love listening in. It would also help me in a big way if you'd leave a 5-star review so other people just like you can find the podcast. Then don't forget to come back. Each week we cover little tips for how to increase your confidence, how to ditch that self-doubt, and stop negative thought patterns that are keeping you from being your crazy confident self. Look, if you really want to increase your confidence game, all you have to do is take advantage of my free confidence audit where I'm going to spend 20 minutes with you and give you 2 tips catered to your confidence needs to help you get to your crazy confident self. Go right now to thecrazyconfidencecoach.com and sign up. Let's get your crazy confidence flowing. See you next week. Love you big.